Welcome back. You're still tuned into the sounds of Impact Radio right here on 103 FM. And this afternoon, we have Dr. Anton Janse van Rensburg in the studio with us. He is a practicing medical doctor from Pretoria with 25 years of experience as an integrative practitioner. Besides his MBCHB degree, he has a master's degree in applied human nutrition and is a trained metal toxicologist. Dr. Anton has a passion for teaching, and besides having authored and co-authored two books, presents on a variety of platforms, including continuing professional development courses in the field of the microbiome and the application of medicinal plants and noble metals. Dr. Anton, winter is upon us, and it seems the very first wave of this year's flu has already hit South Africa.
Very much so.
Do you have a specific approach to winter that you teach your patients that actually makes a difference? Because it feels like nothing really works anymore.
Oh, so that's a very good question, Pinky, and thank you for having me, and good afternoon to your listeners. So I think we're at a stage in the world at the moment where we actually learned so much from the COVID pandemic. And I think two things that we learned was the therapies that worked in the past, they were tested. Do they actually work? What do we have in our arsenal? So someone like myself, who is a frontline doctor, I treated patients through COVID waves, Alpha, Beta, Delta, Omicron, and then I started forgetting all the names as they came along. But I've been treating viral infections for many years, and I saw that, you know, many of the previous substances and I try to veer towards the natural therapies that God has given us. I do not prescribe pharmaceuticals. I do as well, but I try to integrate them. But we saw that some of those things were still working, but we needed more. So we actually learned so much. And this is where we actually learned new substances that we could add to our arsenal.
Sure. So what is your approach then?
Okay. So my approach, and we are going to do this now over 8 weeks because the approach has quite a few steps. There's actually 18 steps. That's 1-8. And don't worry, they're very doable. It's an easy thing that you can do, and we'll get through all of them. But the 18 steps are on three pillars. I call them the three pillars of infection control and immune regulation during winter, because we want to do that. God has given us this incredible immune system that works so well, but you have to look after it. Okay, you can't just not think about it.
You can't just wing it.
This is not shooting from the hip stuff here. So three pillars. You must maybe visualize this little black pot that we make poikikos in. It's got three legs. All three legs have to work together, otherwise the pot falls over. So pillar one is special disease fighting substances. Pillar number two is immune boosting nutrition. Okay, we're going to have so much fun talking about that. And then pillar three is immune boosting habits.
I'm already excited because I love it when people break things down into consumable chunks, which you have done. You mentioned that the first pillar is disease fighting substances. Can you elaborate on more on this, and which substance is your first go-to?
Right. So I'm very excited to start here because I think this is probably one of the biggest breakthroughs that we have seen with regards to understanding why do we see, and I think people ask this question, why do we see more viral infections in winter? I mean, the same humans are living together in the same small spaces, on buses, on taxis, or wherever you are at work. Why do we see more of this in winter? Now, yeah, in the past they say, oh, you know, maybe it's because we're more indoors. You know, that does contribute to the whole thing. And maybe people, you know, their diets change. That contributes a little bit as well. But we've discovered now that there is actually a very particular issue in the nose. It's about the nose. And this is research that was published in 2023, where they've discovered that the drop in temperature on a cold day in your nose predisposes you for infection. And we understand so much more now on how this works. Because remember now, your typical viruses, and there's a whole host of viruses that you can become infected with in winter, from a rhinovirus to a coronavirus to influenza. And these viruses, the one thing we do know about them is that they like slightly lower temperatures. So your body is now 37 degrees Celsius, and your nose hopefully is that as well. Well, definitely in summer in Pretoria, your nose is that. And some days you feel like your nose is more than that.
Absolutely.
But the point is just, in winter, it's the temperature in your nose and your extremities, your fingertips, your earlobes, your nose is going to drop. And those viruses like slightly lower temperatures to become more. They have more mitosis that happens. They just, you know, can overwhelm the body much faster at a lower temperature. That's the first thing. But the second thing that they discovered in the nose is as the temperature drops, or maybe let's take a step back, as a virus enters your nose, you have receptors that realizes here's a virus, okay, in the nose. And those receptors trigger a swarm of little vesicles called extracellular vesicles. Not so important to remember that now, but the point is just it's really cool science. And those vesicles then attack the viruses, and they themselves kill the viruses, and they carry inside them, they carry substances to kill the viruses even better, and those substances go into other cells in the nose and warn them and help those cells to fight the viruses. It's this whole
system.
And you know, it's amazing how God made us, actually, if you think about this now. And here's the point. It's on a cold day, like we've had the last 2 days, the temperature in your nose drops, and that system is impaired. Oh. All right. And this is where I come with my number one substance. You just asked about my number one substance, which is, believe it or not, silver. Now, at this given moment, people are like, whoa, wait a minute. I've got a necklace around my neck here, which is silver. Do I need to rub my... it's like people get confused. But silver is used as a medicine, believe it or not, and it's actually quite accessible for South Africans.
I'm one of those people that had my face like, wait, what? What did you say? Surely using silver belongs to old wives' tales and has been replaced by modern medicine. You mentioned yourself that so much research has gone into this. Is there science for what you've just told me?
So this is the amazing part. I started a course for doctors where they can get their continued professional development points about a year ago to try and teach them how to bring silver back into their practices. Because silver as a medicine dates, it's only recent, only 400 before Christ when they started using it. Very recent.
Oh, the drama, the sarcasm.
where Hippocrates realized that if he puts silver nitrate in a wound, the wound heals faster and heals more effectively. And since then, we have, and I mean, hold on to your seat here. We've got more than 100,000 studies that have been published on silver, but especially the last 120 years, very recent, only 120 years. Only 59,000 published studies, of which 3,500 are clinical trials in humans.
Wow.
We know so much about silver, and I'm actually so excited to train doctors to bring this back. We need to bring this back into it's one of the big guns that we need to use. But now, okay, let's go back to the nose. Because how did I now go from all the way from silver? So firstly, this is important now. When you use silver, we're using silver that's produced by pharmaceutically graded institutions. We'll talk about that just now. I'll give the listeners advice on what to ask for when they go to their pharmacies. Because there's more than one silver manufacturer in our country. But you need quality product that's doesn't have contaminants, things like that. But back to the nose, you can now buy ionic colloidal silver. It's basically distilled water that has silver atoms suspended in the water that you can spray in your nose 2 to 3 times a day, and you can help the extracellular vesicles where they are falling short to help you prevent infection. How does it work? Because silver is antiviral and antibacterial and antifungal. Few substances can do that, but God gave us a mineral, believe it or not.
Sure.
Gave us a noble metal that actually kills infection.
But this is mind-blowing.
It's mind-blowing.
Actually, just what?
It's just beautiful that God gave us this. And silver is one of the noble metals. Gold is another noble metal. Copper is another noble metal. They all have medicinal value, but silver is the safest of the whole bunch. So in the 120 years of research, we know that it is safe. So what I tell my patients is, you spray your nose 2 to 3 times a day. You can spray your throat as well. You can have a different, you know, bottle if you want to. If you don't want to use the nose spray and spray it in your throat, but you can spray your throat. You can actually drink 20 to 30 milliliters of a quality product safely, by far. You have to take, literally have to take a liter a day for years on end. And I don't know why you'd want to drink a liter of why you would do that. But but you can also drink a small amount of the silver on a daily basis. And so those are the three things I teach my patients to do as, this is now number one, of the 18 things of the three pillars. So don't stress, we're gonna go through these three pillars nicely in the next 8 weeks that you can understand them. And I will highlight low-cost options first. I like doing that because you can buy a whole liter of colloidal silver, which you please are not going to drink on day one. You're going to buy a whole liter of colloidal silver, which is going to last you and your family of 3 or 4 people for weeks, possibly months. Okay, because it's not expensive. So we'll focus on some low-cost options. But that is my start. First step of 18 steps is using ionic colloidal silver in your day-to-day regimen.
Listen, I could totally listen to you on and on because it is that season where if I'm not the one who's sick, then my family members or the kids in our lives, they're bringing all sorts of viruses from school. And you mentioned earlier on that there's high quality and low quality silver products. As a layperson, I'm hearing you tell me this for the first time. How do I know where to buy a good silver product? And yeah, I think it's important.
No, very important. So this is what I advise my patients to do when they go to a health shop or a pharmacy that does stock silver products. And we do have multiple manufacturers in South Africa. It's not difficult to get a hold of this. So you want to know, I prefer that especially if I'm going to be prescribing it, you know, to cover myself as a medical doctor, I want the manufacturing facility to be registered somewhere, preferably with the pharmacy council, because then I know that they are willing to allow a pharmacy council inspector to come and do an inspection on their premises. Then it means that they will have to be GMP or good manufacturing practice, and then all of this rolls ahead towards there are no contaminants in the product, that the silver electrodes that were used were not contaminated with other metals. There's a few things that one needs to know here, but I like to teach my patients to be proactive. You have to engage. You should remember now that our supplement industry, we are in the process of getting better regulation, but it's not regulated yet. So things have beautiful labels in your pharmacy, but they aren't necessarily tested by anybody, and the people who make them are not registered anywhere. So you have to be proactive. Phone the number on the bottle. Speak to the pharmacist. Ask them the questions that I just asked now. Where was this made? Is it GMP? Is it pharmacy council registered? Is it contaminated? Is there proof? What is the particle size? Even things like that. All these things are important, but the point is be proactive and find out.
Wow. Dr. Anton, I feel like I should just keep you here for the rest of the show, but we do not have that time because you're a busy man. You're saving lives out in the world. Someone is listening and they're like, I have a few questions that I want to ask Dr. Anton. Where can they reach you?
Okay, so they can reach me on my website. It's www.dranton.co.za. And they can just go to the website there. There is space there to send messages.
Fantastic. Dr. Anton, thank you so much for making the time to be with us this afternoon. I really look forward to this 8-week conversation. I'm already going to take notes and like make sure that next week I have questions upon questions based off of what you were sharing with us. But again, friends, you're tuned in and you've heard Dr. Anton. Remember to be proactive about your health, especially in times and seasons like these. Join me again in a bit.